everything in your life begins with a word. It seems as if before a word can be spoken, nothing can ever amount. Am I talking to somebody? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. Before a word is spoken, there can never be anything that will materialize. Everything that we see today is a result of words. That is to show you that words are not a collective of letters or numerals, but words are building blocks to reality. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody so far. If you're looking at words, whenever you release a word out of your body, out of your inner man, and it comes out through your voice box, projected from your mouth and comes out to the cosmos, into the world, it is already given a command to create whatever it is supposed to do. This is what, when you release a joke, the intent of the joke is to make someone laugh. Am I talking to somebody? So the word that comes out is supposed to tickle someone without you touching them. That word alone makes an environment of laughter. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. You did not have to tickle anybody to make them laugh. But the word itself has fingers. The word itself has a hand. The word itself can touch. The word itself can heal. Meaning that the words are way beyond what we think and what we imagine. The words are way beyond everything that we can think and imagine thereof. The words we speak carry life. That's what the Bible says. The words we speak are spirit, and they are what? And they are life. What does that mean? It simply means one thing, that the words which we speak move, live, and ever being. And it is not just to be taken for granted to just speak any words anyhow. Because the words you speak, they will carry a form of presence. The words you speak, they will carry a form of light. Therefore, don't just utter words anyhow. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Now, the second thing that I want you to understand and to figure out in this particular statement and in this particular being today is this. It is this. The fact that words are alive, it means that every word that you have ever spoken has created an environment you are living in today. Every word you have ever spoken has created the environment you are in today. The environment you are in today is not to be blamed on somebody else, but it is to be blamed on the words you have received into your inner man. Words are seeds, and your heart is the ground. Whenever that seed enters the heart and dwells there, it produces the fruits of that word. That's what the Bible says, be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth is what he shall reap. Everything we see today is a collective of words. The atmosphere we are living under is words. The mountains surrounding us are words. The oceans and the rivers and the lakes, the swamps and the dams, words. The birds that fly in the sky, words. The herbs of the field, words. The crops in the farms, words. Everything is made out of words, and without the word, there was nothing made that is made. The Bible says it like that in the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, who? The Word. And without the Word was nothing made that is made. In the Word is life, and the life is the light of men. The light that shines in the midst of darkness, and darkness cannot cover it. So if ever you're experiencing darkness in your life, it's the absence of the word. Ever realize that when you're going through grief, when you're going through a lofty moment in life, when you're going through difficult times, all you need is a word of comfort. When you feel like you want to give up, you need a motivation or a motivational word. Hence, we have motivational speakers. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. When you want to know what's happening with your life, all you are looking for is a word. That's why you see people running to church. Some run to sangomas. Some runs to white garment prophets. Some run to different places to get a word, because they know without a word nothing can be made. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says in the book of Amos. Surely the Lord God shall do nothing until he speak it to his servants the prophets. In other words, if God has not spoken anything, there is nothing that shall ever amount up. The difference between you and your miracle is a word. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody so far. The difference between you and your next level of life is a word. Any person today who has ever been appointed into any workplace, any university, any school, words are to be released. If words were not released, you were not going to be in the place of life that you are. If we today want to address you, we have to first release words. We address you by your name, which is a word. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Meaning that without words, nothing can ever amount up to anything in this life. The book you are carrying in front of you is called the Bible, or a compilation of words. And these words are the words of God. When you fall into sin, it is words. When you fall into righteousness, it is words. When you are blessed, it's a word. When you are cursed, it's a word. There is no place in life that words are never released on a daily basis.